Good morning, everyone. Sunday, the 31st of July. I was going to say the 1st of July then. That's because it's the 1st of August tomorrow. Haven't done one of these in quite a while. Mainly just because I've been very busy. Work, which I will mention, but I don't want to talk about in too much detail. It just goes from bad to worse and has been manic for the last couple of weeks. I'm surprised we get anything done. There's now just a move to be efficient, which is fine. But efficiency doesn't mean you stop working. You still have projects to deliver and you still have expectations. I think the organisation has become so sensitive to anything that might be said in the media that it just doesn't want to do anything. It doesn't want to do anything that might be seen remotely as being chancy or spending money in a way that perhaps shouldn't be spent. Not that necessarily anything that we're trying to do is any of those things. It's just the perception of how some people, particularly the local press, who just look for any bad news story or any story that they can spin into bad news and do that. So work's not that much fun. Otherwise, you know, it's just been busy. We've been toing and froing from the vets. I think we've been there 5 times this month, twice with both the dogs for their various operations and aftercare. And then we went again on Friday to take Sparks back because he's had an upset stomach pretty much since he had his op. I'm not sure the two are connected. Although I think they might be in some way. So he's got some more medicine, and he's on a very bland diet at the moment of basically boiled chicken and white rice. We'll see if that sorts him out, but you never know. I'm down on the allotment at the moment. I've been doing some weeding, which is all I seem to be doing at the moment. There are just so many weeds. We've had a fairly dry start to the year, and then all of a sudden we've had some rain, and that's just made the weeds go berserk. It's quite depressing, actually, because it doesn't matter how many you pull out. I mean, I've got 4 big 50-litre fertiliser sacks here that are all going to the tip in a minute to be composted. And I had, I think, 3 or 4 last weekend as well. It's just incredible amount of weeds. It's unbelievable. In other news, I'm really pleased. I've been asked to do a couple of book reviews for my blog. I've been sort of tweeting about it and things, so you may well have picked up on that. Both in September. One's around about the 10th, and is by an author called Joseph Hayes. And another one is around the 21st, 22nd. An author who I am fairly familiar with called Vincent Zandri. So I'm really looking forward to those. I've read the latter's book. The first one, I only got the book on Friday, so I haven't really started it yet. I've read the first few pages, but I need to crack on with that and write a review. So I'm really pleased. I'm kind of, just doing something a bit different with the blog. Not getting paid for it or anything like that, but hopefully should get a little bit of a few extra hits and new people perhaps coming and reading my blog and seeing what it is that I do. I'm also getting an iPad. I've finally given in. I've been, I'm not convincing myself I don't need it, but I've got to the point where I think I need to find out whether I do. I've played with some in a store, and I've borrowed iPad from a friend, and I think I can kind of see how I'm going to use it. I'm also thinking my iPhone contract comes up, or it's out of contract at the moment, although it's working fine, I'm not getting as much life out of the battery and things like that, so it's starting to not die, but show its age. I know I can go and get a new battery and things like that. But what I really want to do is see what the iPad does for me. Because the iPhone 5, if that's what it's going to be called, or the 4GS or whatever it's going to be, is out in probably the end of September. And if I'm going to upgrade my phone for a new iPhone, then obviously I'm better off waiting for the new version. But in the meantime, basically what I'm going to do is see what the iPad does for me. And if it does everything that my iPhone does, which it does, but I don't need the small iPhone size and I can get by with something else, then I might just reduce my phone contract to something much smaller. We'll see. I don't know. It's hard to tell, but I just got to the point where I figured, well, if I don't try, I'm not going to know, and I'm just going to keep on, keep on keeping on. Anyway, I think that's about enough for now. I'm just taking a coffee break from my weeding, so I'm going to get back to that. And as I say, I've got some weeds to take to the tip in a bit. And then it's Hungarian Grand Prix today. I have to say, I am totally, you may have picked up the news, you may not. Basically, BBC have a year left on their exclusive rights to broadcast free-to-air in the UK. They've now done a deal with Sky, which means they won't use that final year. Instead, they'll go into some stupid deal with Sky whereby they'll only have half the races free-to-air and highlights for the rest. Sky will have all of the races live, plus all the quali and free practice and all of that. But I really don't want to pay out for Sky. I think it's going to stop me watching the sport if I can't see it free to air. I really don't want to pay Sky prices because it's the only sport I watch. I don't want to buy all the other sports. And yeah, okay, you get movies and other things as well, but I'm just not going to watch it. I barely watch TV as it is now. Formula One is something I love to watch. I really enjoy. But I'm just not prepared to buy a, I don't know how much it is now. I know it's about £35 a month to get the sports packages. I'm not prepared to pay that. It's just not worth it, I don't think. I may well end up buckling eventually. But my feeling at the moment is I'm not going to. I'm not prepared to line Rupert Murdoch's pocket, particularly not after all the shit that has been going on, hacking into dead people's phones and kidnap victims and, you know, anybody who's vaguely might have an interesting story, just hacking into their mobile phone or stalking them or whatever the hell's been going on. I don't know why they're being allowed to get away with it. I really don't. I just do not think they are fit to be any sort of media, whether it's print, newspapers, television, satellite, whatever. It just disgusts me. So I'm even more determined not to buy Sky just for the Formula One. As I say, if that's maybe becomes the only way, and to be honest, if BBC had run their final year without doing this deal and then Sky had bought it in a fair competition instead of doing some dodgy backdoor underhand deal that seems to have taken place, then fair enough, you know, I would have made a decision. But I just don't know what more I can say. I'm just disgusted. I really am. I think I'm even more disgusted that they're obviously not allowing the presenters to talk about it. The presenters are having to come out of the line that they're there to report on the sport. Well, actually, in the UK, this is about the sport. It's about stopping people engaging, particularly people who can't afford that money. They pay their TV licence of 100 and odd quid. They can't afford the extra money. Anyway, I'm running out of time, so I'm going to sign off now, and I'll speak to you soon. Take care now. Bye-bye. Of course, what I should have said is I hope wherever you are, you're having a good weekend, and I'll speak to you soon. Take care now. Bye-bye.